Xi Jinping, China to expand pharmaceutical monopoly, keep unfettered flow of trade. By Francis Martel on March 27, 2020. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping told fellow G20 leaders in a teleconference speech on Thursday that China intends to increase its manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and medical supplies to keep global financial markets stable. Xi demanded that the rest of the world help keep the world's markets, currently monopolized by the Chinese Communist Party, stable amid growing demands that countries reconsider having nearly all their necessary goods sourced from the communist regime. Extensive reporting out of Wuhan, the origin city of the current pandemic, has conclusively determined that communist censorship and repression of individuals seeking to share basic health tips to prevent spreading a contagious disease significantly amplified the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. One study blamed China for as many as 95% of the world's known coronavirus cases. G20 nations held a video conference in which each of their leaders delivered a speech from their home countries, allowing them to exchange ideas while not traveling and potentially being exposed to the Chinese coronavirus. Xi's statement, as translated in full by the state-run Global Times propaganda outlet, focused greatly on cooperation among member nations to contain the pandemic while emphasizing that China must lead all joint actions. We need to better coordinate financial regulation to keep global financial markets stable. We need to jointly keep the global industrial and supply chain stable, Xi said. What China will do in this regard is to increase its supply of active pharmaceutical ingredients, daily necessities, and anti-epidemic and other supplies to the international market. China will continue to pursue a proactive fiscal policy and prudent monetary policy, he continued. We will continue to advance reform and opening up, widen market access, improve the business environment, and expand imports and outbound investment to contribute to a stable world economy. To benefit what Xi depicted as charitable actions by China, he demanded that all G20 members take collective actions that would benefit the Chinese Communist Party's economy, such as cutting tariffs, removing barriers, and facilitating the unfettered flow of trade. Xi also proposed a global network of control and treatment, also led by him, that would grant China full access to all medical data, presumably also including intellectual property related to the manufacture and development of medical technology. China has set up its online COVID-19 knowledge center that is open to all countries. It is imperative that countries pool their strengths and speed up research and development of drugs, vaccines and testing capabilities in the hope to achieve early breakthrough to the benefit of all, Xi asserted. Xi Jinping's call for China to control an even greater part of the world's manufacturing, medical and otherwise, comes after years of the United States, in particular, yielding control of its industrial supply chains to China. As of February of this year, China manufactures 97% of all American antibiotics, 80% of the pharmaceutical ingredients needed in all American drugs, and the majority of the nation's, and the world's, medical protective supplies, like masks. Supplements like vitamin C, which has proven extremely effective in helping individuals combat Chinese coronavirus, are also almost entirely sourced from the origin country of the virus. If China shuts the door on exports of medicines and the ingredients to make them, within a couple of months our pharmacies would be empty, Rosemary Gibson, author of China Rx, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine, told Breitbart News Tonight in February. Our healthcare system would cease to function. That's how dependent we are. RTHK, a Hong Kong television network, noted on Friday that China is already printing money from the sheer amount of profits coming from Communist Party-launched factories making sanitary masks. According to RTHK, the party has built nearly 9,000 factories to manufacture masks alone in the past 2 months. A mask machine is a real cash printer, Xi Xinghui, a sales manager in southern Guangdong, China, told the network. Guangdong borders Hong Kong. The profit of a mask now is at least several cents compared to less than one in the past. Printing 60,000 or 70,000 masks a day is equivalent to printing money. An issue Xi failed to address in his speech is the poor quality of Chinese-made medical products. Nations like Spain and the Czech Republic accepted donations of Chinese coronavirus testing kits from Beijing this week in good faith, only to find that they did not work. a faulty test could result in a coronavirus carrier. Believing him or herself to be cleared, infecting high numbers of people by going about their normal lives undetected. The Chinese government blamed Spain for the faulty Chinese products, claiming Madrid mistakenly bought them from an unlicensed manufacturer. The Communist Party does not allow private industry and controls every factory in the country. Some in the U.S. Senate are working to divorce the American economy and healthcare system from the Communist Party. This may seem like something that is too large or too risky an undertaking, but we have already paid dearly for our reliance on Chinese drug manufacturers. And it's not going to stop because that vulnerability is leverage in the hands of madmen in Beijing who seek nothing but power and will go to any lengths to acquire that power. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News Daily this week. Blackburn, Senator Tom Cotton, RAK, and Reps. Jim Banks, RN, and Seth Moulton, DMA, announced in a press release on Friday they were working on legislation to hold China accountable for allowing the Wuhan viral outbreak to become a pandemic. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.